to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the God down the ascended. And it's your, hold on, phone call. And it's the boy Rod the God back at you another banger for the people.
Bro, what?
I had a phone call.
All right, bro. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all right now, bro. After the foolishness I just went through in school, I'm going to go ahead and eat a Rice Krispie treat. So if y'all hear some crunching, bro, just know. I'm letting y'all know now.
To fill in the listeners on some context, this episode is about this episode is about understanding technology and the addiction that people have and understanding, I guess, the impact that it's having on the youth in terms of, like, tapping into the information because everything's being, you know, spoon-fed at a rate that's not healthy for us.
That's and, why I did the phone call.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Boy, so getting a phone call.
Bro, it don't even just be the youth no more, bro. Like, everybody, you ever just be walking around in public and you just look and people just have their face in their phone?
Right? Yes. Like, bro,
ain't no way that you are just that consumed by that screen when it's a whole world around you. And don't even get me wrong, being on your phone, if that's what you like to do, that's cool. But if you crossing the street
or
your
driving,
phone, it, or oh, bro, that's natural selection at that point, bro.
And I mean, if we want to break it down to an extent, like just look at the impact it's had socially, economically, to the extent that, okay, let's put it in this way. There is a recent documentary that came out on Netflix where they broke down the whole, like, the whole globalization and the impact of all this media to this extent and how they use it to literally control what you think and how you think. And you think you thinking it, but you ain't thinking nothing. You just a pawn now, and they spoon feed you literally whatever they want to show you.
Yes, bro. Like, the way technology works now, they have so much power. They have power that you don't even know they have. They have info on you that you don't even know you have. Like, I just watched the video, and pretty much you can look up to see all the, what's the word? It's like all the predictions Google has for you, so that they can specifically tailor the ads that they give to you, right? So they know things about you, such as your gender. They know things about you, like your age range. But they know if you have kids or not. They know, like, what you do based on what you search and things of that nature. And it's just a long list. So it's like, yeah, technology is cool and all, but you got to be able to take a step back and realize what's actually happening. I feel like that's the problem with a lot of it today, is that we don't realize what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, being caught in a trap, and you know that you're in a trap, and you're actively making moves to get out of a trap, that's one thing. But being caught in a trap, you don't even know that you're in it, that's a completely different thing, bro. And that's dangerous.
For sure.
That's dangerous, man.
I think what we're really focusing on is, like, the future of it and how it's controlling us more so than the addiction. Because we know, if anything, the mind can be easily tricked. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been various experiments over the past few years where to show how feeble the mind is, because we know this is a holographic world we live in, this 3D reality. And so they did experiments, I think, where, like, they had this soldier. They had this monkey, and the monkey died, but they transferred the consciousness of the monkey. And before people start saying this bull crap, you can go look it up. It was in Russia where they transferred the consciousness of this monkey into a computer. And so the monkey, the body, the physical shell of the monkey is deceased. But the monkey think he eating bananas and climbing trees every day through this computer. And I was like, that just shows how feeble your mind is to be tricked in this simulation, that you are already at. Your shell is gone, but you still here going crazy thinking you know what I'm saying? He think he's still eating bananas. This similar experiment was done to a soldier. And I think they got this soldier probably locked up in a bunker or something. But, like, they transfer his consciousness into, like, a drone in, like, the Middle East.
What the
wow.
And so this dude rolling around, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like the movie Transcendence. where they transfer the man consciousness into the computer and he starts controlling everything. You know, the classic stuff they show you 24/7. And so this a dude rolling around, you know what I'm saying, in the Middle East in the freaking bot, thinking he's really out here. And they use this information to control you to the extent you would never believe. Like as you said earlier, the amount of feed they control is ridiculous. They control just, you don't even have to like stuff anymore. The amount of time you look at something is catered to show you things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I research called Mercado. I think it's like Mercado systems or something like that. I think I messed up the term, but it show how your phone even know your race. Just because, think about, you remember when you used to type the word nigga in your phone, it used to always be, it would always pop up like nuggets, you know?
Yeah,
what I'm
ninja. Yeah. Oh, autocorrect.
But now when you type in nigga, it don't do that. Your phone don't figure it out. You was black, just like that. It used to correct you about that.
But your phone figured out you either black or racist.
Your phone had a spectrum. It said he either black or he racist. And think about that. We go through that and we don't even realize that.
It'd be the subtle stuff.
So subtly. Because when you type it, it don't even autocorrect. Sometimes I don't even see the red line. It just go through.
Bro, you know what's crazy? You look at social media and the algorithms they have. How you can look at any social media. Let's take Instagram and TikTok, for example. Because I feel like these both demonstrate this the best. You go to Instagram and you go to your explore page and it will literally show you everything about yourself. And people will just scroll through it. They're like, oh, this is cool. It's cool. I'm interested in this stuff. Which, that's cool. But you got to realize, like, yo, this thing instantly just gives me every post that is within my interest. Like, how do they have that much information? They know more about me than I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll give you something, but like, oh, you might be interested in this. You might be interested in this. It's like, yo, your phone is literally saying you might be interested in something. They're giving you suggestions based on your other interests just to suck you in. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Look at TikTok. Your For You page is literally for you. They will give you videos based on other videos that you have watched, and it's all part of their algorithm. They're literally building a database for you, getting your entire everything about your life based on what you click on, what you watch, and things of that nature. And that's crazy in the grand scheme of things when you realize you have millions and millions of people on these apps. That's just data on top of data. Imagine knowing everything about someone. Now, imagine knowing everything about everyone.
And the user information. Were you gonna say something? They use this information to create almost like not a carbon copy, but it's like an electronic copy of yourself. And they use, because now you are just cannon fodder. You are just data to them, to these big tech companies. And what big tech is doing is simply frying your mind, so when the inevitable comes and everything hits the fan, you cannot think for yourself. You is just a puppet that can be maneuvered by what you interest. Because the thoughts, that the things that we see now, is probably not even stuff you believe in, but they can make you believe in it because it's on your feed, so you believe that you believe in it. Again, the mind is so intricate and complicated that it's stupid at times if you don't know what you're doing. It can be tricked just as easy as like when you're juking out little kids, you know what I'm saying? You're running and you just left and they fall. Just like that. The mind is very complex, but without the right guidance, it's easily deferred. And I mean, we see it today, all day. We see people looking like zombies that can't think for themselves. You ask them one question, they want to go, well, on Instagram, I saw like, bro, you ever heard of a book?
You see, my thing is, you know, social media, I feel like when you look at technology, internet as a whole, there's good and bad to be taken out of it, right? Now, if you look at it in a good way, having the interconnectedness with other people, like being able to access other people, being able to look at other people, you know, that may not live close to you, like for kids and really for people just in general, being able to watch someone that's in another country with another culture and see what their life is, it really makes people more open to other people. You know what I'm saying? It makes people more open-minded to other things because, you know, before technology, it's like if you see something that you never seen before, it's immediately like, oh, I don't know what that is. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep that far away from me. Now it's like, okay, I've seen this before. Like, I'm interested in about this culture because I've seen this before. But if you look at it from another perspective, it's like, okay, that's cool. But when you have these videos that keep you engrossed on your phone for 15, 20 hours a day, it's like, yo, what's happening now? You know what I'm saying? It's no longer being used as a tool. You feel me? I feel like technology is supposed to be a tool. The internet is supposed to be a tool. It's supposed to be for our benefit. We are not supposed to be used by the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's become flipped, right? So now the thing that was supposed to be our tool is now using us as a tool to better itself. That's crazy, bro. Like, that's the type of stuff I'd be on, bro, and I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Be careful of how long you spend on your phone, or you know what I'm saying? Don't use your phone first thing in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to give your brain some time to boot up pretty much. You feel me? Like, when you wake up, all right, think about this. When you wake up, bro, you ever tried, like, as soon as you wake up, you ever tried to ball your hand into a fist?
Not necessarily. I don't think so.
Bro, try it, bro. Like, as soon as you wake up, just try to ball your hand into a fist. You're going to realize, you're going to be like, bro, why can't I make as strong as a fist as I know I can? It's like your body and your mind, those things need time to boot up, just like any other machine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
As the more complex the machine is, then usually the longer it takes to boot up. Like, you got every mechanism in your body does not just instantly come on when you wake up. You know what I'm saying? And that works the same way for your mind. So your mind is not immediately at 100% where it can protect itself and it's not easily infiltrated first thing in the morning, right? So you waking up and you getting on social media, your entire day can be influenced by the videos you watch within the first 30 minutes to an hour of you waking up.
Right.
Like, think about that. You can watch one bad video, one video that get up under your skin. You have a bad day for the rest of the day. Now, even on the flip side, when you're looking at using your phones right before you go to bed, right? Now, for a lot of people, they don't even realize that your phone emits a certain light, blue light, that actually reduces the melatonin in your brain. It makes it harder for you to sleep. And not only that, it tricks your brain into thinking that scrolling on your phone in the bed is what you're supposed to be doing rather than sleeping, right? So now we got people that's not getting good sleep because of the phone. And then once they wake up from not getting a good sleep in the first place, they back on the phone, right? And so it's an endless cycle that you can get caught up in that's incredibly detrimental to not only your mental health, but your physical health as well. Because think about it. If you're spending all this time on the phone, that ain't nothing but your fingers moving. You feel me?
I'm saying, your organs ain't getting no work for real. Your muscles, no vitamins getting to your system. None of that. It's just eyes and fingers roaming all day. And that stuff is highly addictive. Cause you ever like watch like, I don't know, multiple videos back to back and realize like a huge amount of time has passed by and you were like, wait a minute, where the rest of my day went?
One of those. Yes, bro. Yes. Yeah, so you can literally, and I know a lot of people do this with TikTok, bro. Because they'll watch one video turn into two videos. Next thing you done spent an hour. You're like, yo, where the time went? You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, an hour don't win by it. It's only felt like 10 minutes.
I'm saying that's what YouTube, binging shows on Netflix, all this stuff, man. Your whole day can be consumed with just swiping and clicking. Oh, yeah, I watched that. Oh, yeah, that looks good. Just continuously.
And, like, right. I know that these videos and whatnot are enticing. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll see a video and you'll relate to it. And like, okay, I got to watch this. Or it'll be something funny. Something entertaining. It's like, okay, I gotta watch this. Gotta watch this. But you gotta be able to stop and look and be like, okay, I don't spend so and so time, but I gotta get off. You feel me? People will literally realize that they've spent 20, 30 minutes and be like, dang, it's already been 20, 30 minutes, and then they'll keep going. You feel mm-hmm. me? It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We got to take a step back. Like, anything in excess like that where your time is passing by and you're not doing something productive, I feel like that can be a large issue. Now, don't get me wrong. Looking at technology itself, mm-hmm. it can be incredibly productive if utilized in the right manner. Because when you look at the world we live in now, technology mm-hmm. has essentially become almost the need to navigate this world. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Like, if you're looking at how we socialize now, you know what I'm saying? If we're looking at things that you need to access and you can only do that using technology, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, there are, you know, when you need to talk to people, you got to have a cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody writing letters nowadays.
I'm saying, man.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody doing stuff like that. Applying for jobs, most of the time, you're not just going to walk into some big multi-million dollar company and ask for no job application. Like, that's not how that works. You know what I'm saying? Being updated on things happening around you, like TVs, phones, computers, it's become such an integral part of our life that now, mm-hmm. it, you know, it's almost like we can't separate from it.
Okay.
Because it's like we got to get out of the mindset that technology is just this inherent part of our life. Like technology isn't a tool, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what it's supposed to be.
It's to the point where most institutions just assume you have access to technology because, like, you know, first day of school, what they say, here's the syllabus. If you have questions, you know, email me at da-da-da-da or contact me at da-da-da-da this number, and then we can talk about it. I post your assignments on da-da-da-da. Like, they're just assuming you have access to technology, so time to do work. Meanwhile, let's say, for example, I didn't, so I can't contact my teacher. I can't do my work. Heck, I might not email getting to my dang class because what if it's online class?
Exactly, bro. Like, imagine.
Well, okay, let me propose this question, and let me make one statement in reference to the blue light. I just wanted to break that down a little bit more.
Okay.
So blue light actually, exposure to blue light actually breaks down the hemoglobin in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the specific protein that helps with the oxygen. Oxidation of the blood in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And blue light, the exposure breaks down that protein, so you have less hemoglobin in your body, right? Mm-hmm. So that actually makes you more susceptible to, well, shoot, in that case, right? So then incorporate that with the 5G. When we talked about the 5G episode, how the frequency at which the 5G radiates also messes with the oxygen molecules and breaks them apart. So you got blue light. You got the blue light that's messing with your hemoglobin, then you got the 5G that's breaking up the oxygen that is good. So now you're susceptible to everything just by looking at a screen.
It's crazy, right? The physiological impact that technology has, because for the most part, people would never guess that looking at a screen would affect you physically. You know what I mean? Like, people would never guess that, okay, looking at the screen, it's going to affect me in this way. It's going to affect my body. Now, you can easily make the assumption or the explanation that, yeah, this affects your mind in this way. This affects you mentally this way. But physically, your body, making the connection between the technology, it is something that's a bit of a different argument to make. But it's actually not that hard to make, because think about it. Remember, as a kid, you playing video games. You know what I'm saying? You play a video game for a long time, and then you don't take a break. Then you start getting a headache, bro.
You get headache, your eyes, yawn.
Yes, bro.
I can't go to sleep. I'm getting tired, but I can't go to sleep. Stuff like that.
Yes, and imagine that. Imagine you, instead of playing a video game, now you got this phone in front of your head. I mean, in front of your face. It's essentially the same thing.
It's essentially more, because, like, with a phone, I can play games, watch YouTube, communicate with others. Like, it's basically all these other devices except in a smaller, more portable device.
Yes, and the strain it has, like, your eyes, oh my goodness, your eyes, that's like the gateway into your mind. You know what I'm saying? Your eyes affect so much more than you think. Because, go ahead.
don't know. I was about to say, I forget the percentage, but it's like your brain, like some percentage of your brain's like concentration goes into your visual, like your eyes. I forget what's the percentage though. I'm pretty sure it's more than 50. I know for sure. That's like 50% of your brain's conscious intention is through your eyes, I believe. That's the number.
It's crazy that, and I truly believe that, because you got anybody, you put them in front of a screen for long enough, bro, they'd be like, oh, man, you know, my vision getting blurry. I'm seeing stuff. I got a headache. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel good. Like, now we got people that's adapting to the screen, because normal people ain't able to spend 15, 20 hours a day in front of a screen and not feel no type of way. You feel me? Now, we got people that's doing that on a regular. I don't even know if that's how we want to really be adapted to things like that.
That's a testament to how powerful the human body really is, to be honest with you. It can take that kind of abuse and adapt to that type of abuse to the point where it's just normal things now.
Child, then you die. You're like, man, that was good. You just dropped down. Shoot. But in addition to that, that makes me want to pose a question. So with the way everything is headed, we know everything is moving to the AI, the technological, but at no point in our, at least in our short little 20-year-old lives, we've never seen a time to go back in the past more than now. So the question becomes, how do you balance this technology with going back to the old? Because as we always see with every dystopian movie, or, you know, or every movie based on dystopian future, they have extreme technology, but they're using the technology to do the most basic stuff, which is like grow food, not like medically, but in order to actually go back to what they lost because of the technology.
Because, yeah, in the movies, they be having like no resources. They have to like, you know, recreate their resources through advanced technology. But to answer your question, that's a difficult one, because it's always, and once again, it's all back to balance. You see, you have to have times of when and when not to use technology. But on the other hand, like if you let's say talk to someone about 10 years old, like they would not have known a life before all these systems and iPhones and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to teach someone that's never been to it. Now with us, you know, at a certain point, I couldn't just ask my phone to do all this stuff. At one point, I had to actually go find. Play with, like, you know, action figures and whatnot, like, do stuff, create games.
Like, I had a flip phone. Yeah. I had a flip phone, had to pay for the minute. So whenever I sent a text, it was 10 cents and I only had a dollar. So
I'm saying, if you sat me in a corner with a flip phone, me boy, I'm like, Mom, Dad, can I go outside and play with Aaron and Don or something like that? And they'd be like, I guess. But now.
Then it's bad if they say no because you lost 10 cents.
I'm saying, I'd be so sick. Oh.
And with the youth, we see this because now, I mean, the youth are stupid. I mean, let's just keep it a buck. They stupid beyond comparison.
They're slowly being zombified. Like, have you ever seen, okay, one thing. Have you ever seen a child be asked to dance and they do like a TikTok dance or something? Like, yo, that's like, oh my God. They don't even know for dancing for real at this point. It's just all
off. They ain't even, it's taking away creativity.
Mm-hmm. That's a big fact.
It's creativity is now becoming obsolete in terms of the youth. The youth is spoon fed everything, and that's exactly how they want you. If they can spoon feed all your info and you believe everything you see, you a slave. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, most people are slaves now, and some of them just grown. You know what I'm saying? They just passing down this slave mentality. So now you have a slave who is so indoctrinated that they will never even begin to think they're a slave. It's normalized to a different degree. You know what I'm saying? They can make you feel anything through a screen, and you probably ain't even went outside your house. They could probably say a nuke has went off. If you go outside, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Similar to how they do now. And you can go outside, and it's probably like deers frolicking or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
I believe the term is the illusionary truth effect. It means something like, you know, the more you repeat something, just repeating it, you slowly believe in your mind that it's true, even if you know for the part that it's not. So if they spoon-feed you all this knowledge, yeah, the first time you heard it, ain't no way that's happening. Then as time goes on, it could be true. And then eventually now you're believing 100% and now you're passing on to others. Like, oh yeah, that's totally the norms now. So that's also the effect to it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when you say something like that, you have to look at technology as the double-edged sword that it is. Okay.
Yep.
And in this age of information, technology is actually really great for people who want to use it correctly. Because now, you know, before when you wanted to know something, when you wanted to learn more about something, you had to go to a library. You know what I'm saying? You had to search for a book. You had to read through the book. Now, it's like, okay, if I want to learn more about meditation, or if I want to learn more about, you know what I'm saying, the universe and auras and chakras and things like that, you know what I'm saying? I can just look it up. Now, I'm not going to take away from the value of books because...
Oh, no, books are valuable.
Right. Always. Books will forever hold value. But
and a legacy. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Facts.
But having the ease of access to be able to get your foot in the door using technology, now I feel like that's incredibly valuable. But like you all are saying, there's also misinformation that that can be spread. Okay? Because, you know, nowadays everything is on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You see something from a major news source and you immediately going to think, okay, this is true. This is what I got to believe in. We don't ask questions about technology no more. You know what I'm saying? We don't ask questions. We just letting things happen. You know what I'm saying? We've gotten accustomed to how technology is used in our society and how we use technology that nobody asks questions about it no more. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody asking the question, oh, is this really good for me? Oh, how is this affecting my brain? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's asking the questions no more. It's like, yo, is this really true? You know what I'm saying? It's like, go ahead.
Now, I was saying, like, essentially that we've given there our allegiance and trust. So, like, if a notification popped on all the phones right now, just think of the most random fact in your mind right now. That's part of you, just because it popped up on your phone screen, part of you believed it already, even if your brains are, like, kind of 50% about it. That's the power they've got over us at this point.
Right. Like I said, they've created digital copies of you on top of this. So, we are just data to them, you know what I'm saying? They're just collecting your info to be able to manipulate the ones down the road. They're like, okay, well, this 35-year-old person can be taught to believe anything he sees. We have no, it's 100 times easier to get his child. We just got to show them one thing and it's game over. Because it's shown in the research that what you see on your feed is not even what might pop up on your feed. Like, they have what's coming up next for a reason. Or... the amount of time you look, for example, right? When I started going to the gym, when I got my gym membership back in September, I don't never like stuff. I just scroll. And so I was looking at a lot of gym stuff. Now my next day feed full of gym stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I don't want to see this nonsense. I just want to look at it that day.
I'm like, saying. You know what I'm saying? They's like, oh, you watched the whole 10 seconds of this video. That means you must like it. Now I'm going to send all this to you.
Actually crazy you said that, bro, because I was watching that documentary that – it was mentioned earlier, and they actually have algorithms that measure how long you look at a post. You ain't even got to like the post, bro. Yep. You can literally just, okay, if they see you pause on a specific post, then they going to change what's coming up next just based on how long you looked at that post.
Especially if you play it more than once, boy. Especially if you play it more than once.
Right,
my pretty face with a so many of those have popped up on my feed. I was like, hold on, wait a minute, got me lacking.
Look at that ass, cause she thick. That shit,
bro. Right there, hold up, I ain't gonna cap, bro. When I first heard that song on the radio, but that junk had me rolling,
bro. Bro, I was like, this is a TikTok trend. They played on the radio like someone down is driving their job this morning talking about that ass because she thick. I was like, oh my God.
I was listening, but I was like, what is this, bro? This dude was like, because she thick. I was like, bro, who comes up with this stuff, bro?
I'm telling you, bro.
The youth are so, they're much more impressionable than being. I mean, again, it's just. It's the stupid grown-ups that like raise the foolish youth, or I probably got the foolish grown-ups that raise the stupid youth, because people always say, oh, the kids are yada yada, but they never want to put blame on themselves, right?
Yes. I feel like if you are an adult and you have a child and that child starts crying and your only remedy for their crying is to hand them a phone, then you are at fault, bro. You can't even blame the kid.
Oh, for sure.
It's literally coming to the point where toddlers, kids 2-3 years old, as soon as they start crying, hand them the phone. And now the kids know, okay, if I start crying, they're going to give me the phone. So I'm just getting the phone whenever I want to now. Mm-hmm. Now you got
people.
Bro, it's
Oh, hold on, I got a question for y'all. Hold on, wait. What age were y'all when y'all got your first smartphone? I don't know this question.
Bro.
Man, like, I didn't even have a smartphone. I had the iPod. You feel me what I'm saying?
I was okay. I feel you. But either way, mine was somewhere in middle school, right? So at least the whole of my elementary school career, I have no smart device, right? Tell me why my niece just getting to elementary school had her second phone already. Her second, boy. Oh, I'm hot.
Bro, it don't even be regular phones, bro. Like, I started off on Android way, but I didn't get my first iPhone until my senior year of high school, bro.
I remember we used to be trying to like hide our flip phones on the bus because everybody else had the iPhone.
Bro, I know you remember the flip phone, but that bitch had an antenna on it, but I used to feel like a Power Ranger.
Oh boy, I done had the flip to the track to the BlackBerry, boy. Then I had the old iPhone, like less with the two, the second one. So you know, mine looked like everyone else's. Then I finally worked my way up to a somewhat new phone, and that's where I'm at now.
Who? What we now see with technology is the coming of age. With they are blending the technology. Well, as we know, technology is 40 years behind what it could be as a result of us losing 40 years in the Manhattan Project.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, we do know that the technology, it's the difference between the ancient technology and the technology now. You could say it's technology is more advanced, and I guess in the process, but the ancient technology was able to do more with less. You feel mm-hmm. me? As power systems, maybe the system, and we're always told that the cities look so, I guess, I don't know, lackluster, like bricks and stuff. They never understand the power in it. Like, for example, how like all the stone, how all the pyramids are on top of magnetic nodes of the planet
mm-hmm.
that all are linked to one another, and it's why they were able to generate at such a high frequency and generate power. That's technology. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like...
And...
Oh, my fault. Mm-hmm,
go ahead. Nah, go ahead.
Oh, I feel like technology back then was more centered around integrating itself with what was already here. You feel me? And by mm-hmm. saying that, I feel like back then, they knew how to use what they knew in order to put it together with what was already here, you know, in Mother Nature to enhance what they had in order to make it a benefit. Now, the technology we got now, it's really, when you look at it on paper, it should be a benefit, but it's become something that's not a benefit. It's become a master to us. You know what I'm saying? Back then, it was like, okay, we use this technology to create a healing chamber. You know what I'm saying? We use this technology to create, you know, whatever it may have been. Now we have mm-hmm. we have some of that stuff nowadays, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying we ain't got stuff like that, but
mm-hmm.
the technology for the most part that people use is a source of entertainment, really. You know what I'm saying? It's a something that's disconnecting you from the outside world. And once again, I ain't gonna say that, you know what I'm saying, watching Netflix, social media or whatever, that's just something, oh, you can't do it at all, or you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna say nothing like that. But the moderation, you know what I'm saying? We got to be able to recognize what's actually happening.
Mm. And on top of that, that makes me to lead into the point of AI for a bit and its impact as we see. Because again, with every movie, there's always some goddamn shit with some robots. You already know how that go.
Has there ever been like a movie where an artificial intelligence was created and it didn't like go out of control? I feel like that's the plot of like a good 25% of the movie, 20% of movies in general. Robot goes out of control, turns against the protagonist.
The very common thing with it is, at least to my understanding, is that AI is the way for the pilgrim, the Caucasian, or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. I call them the pilgrims now. It's how that's the only way they can transfer their consciousness or to elevate. Because they're not physically capable of reaching that plane
through machinery and stuff like that.
Yeah, AI is their mm-hmm. AI is their way of ascending. You feel me?
Yeah, they're trying to even the playing field.
Let me put it in this machine because I do not have the capabilities in my genome to elevate to this extent. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. It said that the only way for them to achieve where we go through the duat is when we love them so much, right? Mm-hmm. The hint is said why. There's no disrespect to anyone that's mixed or nothing, but I'm saying this is the hints to why it's getting so prevalent, right? It's been said for them to reach the duat when they die. As a result, one has to love them because they are not of the original. I mean, we can go back to everything from when the Sirius people and the Dogon tribe talked about how the original people came and experimented on them, and as a result of the negative impurities in our own mind, bred the white man, the pilgrim, whatever you're going to call them. And so AI is their way of trying to reach that pinnacle. You feel me?
I look at it as like, I feel like our fear of, well, not our, but I feel like people who are at the quote-unquote top, their fear of losing what they have in this physical world is what drives them to keep pushing technology further and further. Because I feel like at some point, their goal is to be able to create a system in which they'll be able to just transfer their consciousness to another body and keep living. Like the show Altered Carbon on Netflix. If you haven't watched that, gotta watch it. There's really gems in that show. But I feel like that's the end goal, because not being able to like you were saying, pretty much, you know, what's after? A lot of people don't want what's after. Now, for people like us, it's like, okay, you know, the other side, that's pretty much the culmination of life. That's where you're moving on to the next level. But for those who are in this physical world, in this physical realm, where they feel like they have the upper hand, they don't want to give that up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They don't want to, okay, you know what I'm saying? We gotten to this point to where pretty much this physical world is ours. So I don't want to give that up. I don't want to move on and start from square one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do what I can to stay here as long as possible. And if I got to advance technology to do that, then we going to do whatever we got to do.
And the craziest thing is, it's not new, everything. Like I said, as I told y'all with the transference of consciousness, this is not new. This is out here. You can research it for yourself. And, of course, we know they put it in movies. Shoot, it was in Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
With Arnim Zola. Yep.
Dude, from the 40s, in the goddamn old dusty computer, typing on the screen and talking. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to say, that was like a flat screen. That boy was in the old box TV. Good Lord.
Right. The desktop where he used to, you know, that little sound used to piss you off.
That boy had the green screen, bro. That's how you know it was old.
Right, boy. And so, and again, we know everything is, I mean, this was written, the whole story of Captain America was written in the 40s and 30s. So the concept of transferring your consciousness was not new. This was stuff they were already working on. So to say they have not perfected it now, or at least gotten closer to, would be stupid on your end. You know what I'm saying? We know what their end goal is.
Yo, and so, I need to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, I would say that we know what their end goal is because of how they controlling you, and you don't know. Crazy how people are on their phone so much and never know what goes on. It's the most conscious thing ever. Right? Because they're going to spoon feed you what they want you to see so they can control how you feel in the moment. And I tell everybody this, but no one seems to understand it. I tell them the moment you give them your emotions, they have won the battle. I say, well, I didn't really give them my emotion. I said, did it make you feel some type of way? I said, how did you feel when you saw them storm the Capitol? I get not care. They ain't got nothing to do with me. But you feeling some type of way. So they got you. They got you. You already lost the fight.
It's emotional warfare, bro. Emotional warfare, bro. I feel like technology is part of the silent weapons in the quiet war, bro. Mm. That emotional warfare.
What's that? Behold a pale horse.
Exactly. Because I feel like as soon as you give someone your reaction, like you said, you've already lost the battle, right? Yeah. And, you know, that just brings me to my next point. If you look at technology and its advancements now, imagine what they have that they just haven't told us about. Because you got to be an idiot to think that everything that we have now is truly everything we have.
I'm saying, because the government alone, they're at least more than 10 years ahead of us, and we have this already. So imagine what they're working on now.
Yes.
Yo, I've had multiple instances when I was still an aerospace engineering major down in Florida. Multiple instances with like pilots who would, you know, they're like, let me tell you something. They would tell me some stuff. I'm like, bro, you ain't should be telling me that stuff. What the world? Like, I was talking to this one when I was in the OBAP camp in Atlanta before I even went to college. And so what happened was, dude was like, man, he was like, if you knew the stuff the military had, you would be crazy, man. He said that stuff. He said, man, he said that stuff. He said, whatever you see, he said, whatever the biggest thing that can do the most, he said, you got to at least bump it up by 10 times. And I was like, what? And then I remember I had a substitute teacher in like junior year high school, right? This dude came in. He was telling me about a black budget project. And I was like, yo. And he was talking about how they were working on creating drones that could go beyond Mach 5, right? Mm-hmm. And so like to perform assassinations. And it says when something hits you at the speed of Mach 5, it evaporates. Like it leaves no trace. All you hear is the boom. No trace, erased. So if this were to hit a person, you would get Dano snap. You know what I'm saying? Like you get Dano snap.
Jesus.
Right? That's the culmination. We know, of course, silent. That's a silent war, quiet weapon right there in your face. Boom. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what happened. You're gone.
But I just know it's, you know, you can look back at things, the CIA and FBI technologies that they're just now coming out saying that they have, and these are documents from the 50s and 60s. I'm like, it's no telling what they got now. I feel like all this technology stuff, I feel like this is only the tip of the iceberg, right?
Of course. You know, it's all coming out now because lately, there's been portals opening about us reaching the fifth dimension. As we know, this plane that we live on, this ego that we created with the humanity, is known as the third dimension, right? This is how we're able to make stuff, right? This is the plane of technology where, think about how like the unit. Think about it like, all right, you know physics, how you have the X plane, the Y plane, you have the Z plane. Mm-hmm. That's the imaginary plane that the three-dimensional works on, right? Okay. But then when you put all those points together, now you're working with the 4D, right? And 4D, I guess, would possibly be like your astral realm more so. And then between the 4D and the 5D would be like your shroom trip. You feel me? Like psychedelics. Mm. But the fifth dimension is almost like, okay, here's a better. Now think about like how Thor, you got the nine realms.
Yes, sir.
You're going through each realm, and that's each. Okay, it's either nine or seven rounds, but regardless, it all represents your chakra system.
No, you're right. Nine. It was nine rounds.
Nine. Okay, so it's more, but it represents your chakra systems going through them realms, because you almost got to think of Earth and Asgard is like two opposites on the spectrum rather than chakras at that point. You think about the seven in between, because they only ever go to between Asgard and Earth, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so that represents your tree of life, right? Mm-hmm. The technology of the body is stronger than any technology. Okay.
Exactly.
Technology is simply here to replicate what was forgotten. You know what I'm saying? The fact that a pyramid has not been able to be replicated should be a testament to something. Right?
Somebody was ahead of their time. Far ahead.
Facts. But on that note, I think we covered a decent amount of information to at least make you think about what you consume and how you consume. Right. Right?
Yeah. So we need
many times. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say a message like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, please don't just gravitate toward your phone and start scrolling. Try to, you know, I don't know, meditate, pray, read something to get your mind, as they activated, something to benefit like your wholesomeness, your wellness, instead of just getting onto the machine and just letting you take over. Same thing with going to sleep too. At least have segmented times where you're just off your technology, off the TV, off your phone. Just
work for that dopamine.
Find a balance into it.
Work for that.
Yes, sir.
Don't get that easy dopamine shot.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. If it's too easy, it wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and close this out. We appreciate all our listeners, you know what I'm saying? Yes, if you're still not following, you a scrub, right? If you ain't following the page on IG, right? Shout out to Russia. Russia, we got them with some listeners, you know, Soviets. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
No, well, we don't discriminate on your communism. We want you.
You be communist, just sign in every week, but you know, it's good.
It's okay. We aiming for North Korea next.
Hey, I was going China. Let's do it. All right.
But on that note, we're going to go ahead and hit the outro. You guys know the deal.
Yes, sir. From men's to kings.
Kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Feral Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we out.